Welcome to MindBrews, your daily dose of information. Let's start. The appeal of open-world RPGs. What makes them popular? The greatest salutations come from the land of unlimited wonders, where every step forward makes a tone within this unexplored territory of adventure. You are the storyteller, and the traveler in infinite far-off evenings. Prepare yourself, fellow traveler, for the magic that is going to unravel in this tapestry of infinite possibilities. Role-playing games within an open world offer free choice that expands far beyond the path leading home. Unlike your typical games, it provides a set character to use and throws you down a path just like an over-enthusiastic tour guide. Yes, you have a map, but half the beauty of a sandbox is being able to not only do a task but also let one guide you onto a sweet detour of running through vast fields of wildflowers, taming an owlbear, and learning something new. In fact, you must, since you can be as directionally challenged as your GPS on a bad day, and it's not just tolerated but encouraged. What are RPGs? Role-playing games, RPGs, are about embodying characters within a fictional setting to create an engaging experience. RPGs tend to focus on story and character development, permitting players to direct the course of events by their choices and actions. Regardless of whether you are a group who sits around a table together or an individual exploring vast digital spaces filled with video games, RPGs enable individuals to experience all kinds of things, including embarking on epic quests and confronting difficult tasks within carefully created environments. Understanding RPGs and open-world games. A common misconception is that every open world is an RPG. In hindsight, open-world games are quite literally the embodiment of our real world where you can go wherever, whenever, and interact with whoever. On the other hand, RPGs have a more distinct flavor. From controlling their character and decision-making to creating relationships with the people around them, thereby adding layers and a much-needed personal touch. Such details let the player get fully into interaction, exploring and find secrets or untold tales hidden in the dark nooks. This inherent flavor that role-playing gets from depth stem out of an interwoven web of developed characters and intricate world-building. Examples of iconic RPG games: Cyberpunk 2077, Phantom Liberty. After a series of bug fixes, Cyberpunk 2077 was hailed as one of the best open-world role-playing games. Players take on the role of V, a customizable mercenary navigating a world of corporate intrigue and cybernetic modifications in the futuristic city of Night City. Cyberpunk 2077's gameplay features first-person shooter mechanics and role-playing functionality, with dialogue wheel choices, character development, and several branching dialogues. It is an open world full of vivid environments, intense combat, exploration, and seamless interactions with non-playable characters. The Witcher 3: Wild Hunt. The Witcher 3: Wild Hunt stands as a classic RPG open world game for several compelling reasons. The story is about a skillful monster huntsman, Geralt of Rivia, and his search for a lost girl, adopted by him. A world torn apart by conflicts lies in wait for players, full of complex interpersonal interactions, not very apparent moral dilemmas, and political intrigue. Decisions made by the player will decide where the story goes and bear results that go on to prove vital to Geralt's journey to its conclusion and to those around him. Gameplay in The Witcher 3 blends fluid third-person combat with extensive RPG mechanics. Players customize Geralt's abilities, craft potions, and engage in challenging battles against a variety of creatures. The open world is expansive and meticulously designed, featuring diverse environments, dynamic weather, and bustling cities ripe with quests and activities. Thanks to its rich lore, Skyrim remains a standout example of how RPGs can immerse players in a fantastical realm where every decision shapes their journey. In short, what sets these games apart is the repercussions of your choices. They're not fleeting, oh no, they come back to haunt you or honor you, reshaping the very fabric of the story's ending. Character creation and customization. Creating a character in RPGs is not only about selecting an appearance but something that changes ordinary individuals into mythical heroes. Its marvel comes from the fact that one can customize their persona, making it more personal and engaging. Designing your own character for the game is considered sacred, hence heralding the start of your great adventure. Most gamers would agree that the ability to design characters and tweak appearances and powers is half the appeal, as it provides players with a unique sense of identity within the game. Witnessing the growth of their characters whilst also being able to mold their beings both in terms of skill and mindset adds an extra layer of attachment, making the players emotionally invested in their journey. Games such as Cyberpunk 2077, Baldur's Gate 3, and Skyrim feature intricate character creation systems. These systems allow players to create exceptionally detailed characters. This capability opens up endless possibilities during gameplay. As a result, it improves immersion by enhancing player identification while they are engaged in the game. The wider the range of customization options present in a game, the better it serves when creating an original character, enhancing one's overall experience in gaming. Living worlds and NPC interactions. Perhaps one of the most detail-oriented game designs is making NPCs, non-playable characters, living, breathing, complicated creatures with intelligence and a backstory. The true essence of storytelling. In the world of gaming, the perfect marriage of open-world exploration and RPG storytelling is a journey. Critically acclaimed titles like Red Dead Redemption 2, Baldur's Gate 3, The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt and Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim serve as great examples, perhaps, templates for a life of wonder and fantasy. In the end, it is neither about how ginormous the map is nor how sensational your abilities, but being a part of a world that is as much a character in your story as you are a part of it. Or, in the words of our favorite video game dad, Kratos, it is the nature of a thing that matters, not its form. Kratos from God of War.